golf, you know, when most of us think about it, we picture maybe a quiet game.
Right, a nice long walk.
Exactly. But what if that game, that little white ball, was actually a huge helper for towns and for people?
Well, that's exactly what we're looking at today. We're doing a deep dive into an article from the Golf Day Buddy website.
Okay.
It's called Benefits of Golf Charity Events, and it's all about how these events in South Africa are helping people get jobs, go to school, and just feel better.
So we're talking about a real measurable impact here, not just a bit of fun.
A huge impact. I mean, let's start with money and jobs. The source, Golf Day Buddy, it really breaks it down.
So how many jobs are we talking?
For one big golf event, you could be looking at 30 to maybe 50 jobs.
Wow, just for one event.
Yeah, think about it. Catering, security, people to take care of the course. And this is happening in places like Gauteng and the Western Cape.
And I guess that helps all the little shops around the area too, right?
Exactly. The article points to the Eastern Cape, where visitors for these events stay in hotels, they eat at local restaurants. It's a big boost.
Okay, so the money doesn't just go to one place.
Not at all. And a lot of it circles back. In KwaZulu-Natal, for instance, money from these events is used to fix up the golf courses and even local parks.
So it makes the whole town nicer.
It does, which brings in even more visitors later on. It's a really good cycle.
That's the money side. But the article also talks about helping kids, which that's where it gets really powerful.
It really is. The numbers that Golf Day Buddy shares are pretty staggering. In the Free State alone, since 2018, money from golf has helped 10,000 kids go to school.
10,000.
10,000. That's school books, uniforms, the whole thing.
That's not just paying for school, right? I saw something about skills in Gauteng.
Yes, for the older kids. About 5,000 young people there have gotten into programs where they get mentors.
So they meet actual pros.
Yeah, they learn about being part of a team, things that will help them get a job later. It's a really big deal.
Okay, so it helps the town, helps the kids.
Yeah.
What about the people actually playing?
Well, it's good for them too. I mean, first, it's exercise.
Right, it's a sport.
It is. In the Free State, they found that about 2,000 players got healthier, you know, better hearts and muscles, just from playing more.
And mentally too, I'd imagine, being outside.
For sure. Being in a beautiful place like, of course, in KwaZulu-Natal,
Yeah.
it just makes people feel calmer, happier.
And it brings people together.
That's a huge point from the article. In a place like the Northern Cape, you have different groups of people playing together who might not normally hang out.
So strangers become friends.
Or even business partners. People
Yeah.
find new jobs just from chatting during a game.
Speaking of business, the way they raise the money is getting a lot smarter.
Oh, yeah. Technology has totally changed things.
Oh, so.
The source mentions the Western Cape, where they use online bidding for their options now.
So people can give money from their phones.
Exactly. They raised 10 million rand just through that. And some of that money in the Western Cape also goes toward keeping the area clean and safe for animals.
So it's good for nature, too.
It is. All these details are right there on the Golf Day Buddy site. It's a really complete picture.
So when you put it all together, golf isn't just for fun. In South Africa, it's bringing money, health, and friends to whole towns.
That's the bottom line.
It really changes how you look at the game. Next time you see people playing, you can think about the school books it might be paying for.
Absolutely. And it leaves you with a pretty interesting question.
Oh, yeah.
If a game like golf can fix such big problems, what other games could save a town? You know, could a local soccer league help pave roads?
Something to think about. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive. We'll catch you next time.